Last Sunday, my family, my big old family, had a picnic. We all went outside, we had our tents, we was having a good time. It's a little warm. Wasn't too bad, but it was a little warm. And then all of a sudden, you start feeling a few drops. And all of a sudden, those few drops change from a few drops to wind and actual rain and tents flying all over the place, tents collapsing, trash kind of going everywhere. But from my viewpoint of it all, there was no, like, nobody was really upset. Nobody was really, like, mad that, you know, it had all of a sudden just rained on our picnic. You know, we came together, we tried to make sure everybody got all their stuff together, you know, as a family. And, you know, it was a little wet. Amen. And by a little wet, I mean, I literally had to peel my clothes off of me once I got home. But, you know, but there was still so much love and so much fellowship, even to the point where some of us went back to my grandma's house and we continued to love on each other in fellowship. So I just want to thank God for family, because that could have gone a completely different way. But God was in the midst of everything, amen. I believe, and he did his thing and allowed us to do our thing. As always, dear Heavenly Father, just guide my words and say what you, allow me to say what you want me to say. In Jesus' name, amen. I am going to start by reading all my scriptures. So, just follow along with me if you can. Amen. All right, the first one is 2 Corinthians 12 and 9. For each time, he said, my grace is all you need. My power works best in weakness. Amen. So now I am glad to boast about my weakness so that the power of Christ can work through me. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3. By his divine power, God has given us everything we need for living a godly life. We have received all of this by coming to know him, the one who calls us to himself by means of his marvelous glory and excellence. Jumping back to Romans. Romans 8, 28. And we know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose for them. And then the last one, John 14 and 6. Jesus told him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father except through me. I almost truly upended my last sermon, because in preparing beforehand, I have the Bible app on my phone, and every day it gives me a scripture of the day. And typically when something hits me from it, I'll screenshot it on my phone so I can go back and find it later. So I was like, I opened it and I saw that it said something along the lines of, all you need is the Bible, or all you need is God. And I was just like, for whatever reason, that hit me really hard in the middle of preparing for a completely different sermon. And I was like, what do I do? God was like, no, you do your thing, but keep that in the back of your head. So then in preparing for this one, all God kept giving me is, all you need is me.
Amen.
All you need is me. So title of my sermon is, all you need is me. You know, so I'm like, I've been thinking about it. I'm like, and truth be told, I have to admit, I'm very much a procrastinator. There have been times where I've literally, it's been the week before, and I'm like, okay, I got to prepare for a sermon. Like, what am I doing? It hasn't been like that this time. Literally, anytime God talked to me for the past few months, it's literally just been, all you need is me. So everything that I have literally was written this morning. God gave everything to me this morning. So I don't really have a whole lot. So let's examine the situation. All you need is me. God has given us some tools. First and foremost being our instruction manual. Bible. You know, you got some problem, you got some issue, there's probably a solution in here. If you can't find a solution in here, he gives us other resources. He gives us our pastors, you know, he gives us each other, you know, can't always rely on each other though. So then he gives us the ultimate resource, him.
Hallelujah.
We got to kind of go through life not really looking towards other people. So I say that to say this. Do we really give God his just due? Do we really give God the reverence that he deserves when it comes to the situations in our life? It's Pastor Appreciation Month, as you all know, and it's just easy to pick on y'all. But yeah, I love my pastors. Every last one of them, from Pastor Rick and Pastor Linda, who I've known literally my whole life, to Pastor Tony, who've known the shortest amount of them, but he's shown me so much love in this short amount of time of knowing him. It's absolutely ridiculous. And then there's Pastor Mike, who I don't know what it is about him and my family, man, but he will turn around, go pick with she, turn around, in the same breath, say something about him, and then come hug me. I'm like, all right, dude, I guess it's cool. But even with all of that, can't rely on them all the time. You know, I can't give them God's credit. Can't give them God's credit. As wonderful as they are, even though God placed them where they are at, I can't give them God's credit. Because once we do that, you're placing God right here and them right here. And we've messed up once we've placed them right here. I don't think I need to, lady. Because that's really all I got. We spend a lot of time. We're supposed to be spending a lot of time, not only with each other and, you know, focusing on God, but with God himself. But also at the same time, it's just like we have to remember who's our head, who's our true head. We also remember who we have to give all of the credit to. Because if we forget who that credit goes to, we are failing, we are falling apart, we don't function.
Amen.
This church has been here for 32 years, and without God at the center of it all, there's no way in the world we function. There's no way in the world we have as much love as we do for each other, for the people who come outside and come in, for anybody. I've watched a lot of you people outside of this place And you show just as much love in this place as you do outside of this place for the people that I haven't seen. I'm sure you show so much love to these people, these crazy people in this crazy world. But at the end of the day, it all goes back to God. All you need is Him. All you need is Him. If we can keep that in the forefront, we're golden. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for the very simple word that you gave me. I don't know what it was, about this in particular that needed to be said, but I pray that everything that you needed me to say, I said. I pray that we all truly do understand that we can't give anybody your credit. Amen. We can't put people before you. You know, no matter how much we love them, no matter how much, you know, no matter how much we have going on, no matter how close we are with somebody, that is irrelevant. It is totally irrelevant, especially if we're just not giving you the credit that you absolutely deserve. And I just thank you for filling this place with love, even though sometimes some of the stuff that you give me to say is not always the easiest to hear. But you filled this place with so much love that these people, no matter who's up here, understand, or at least I hope understand, that it's coming from you. So when you say all you need is me, that's truly what you mean. All you need is me. And I thank you for that word, as simple as it is. I thank you for that word because it's so, so meaningful. It's so meaningful. In Jesus' name, amen.